What's good, y'all?
What up, what up?
What's up? Episode number 42. This is Major.
It's J-Mac, man.
J-Mac over there. What's good, bro?
Not too much, man.
Chilling?
Yeah.
Chilling. We got in the building. What's good, family?
What's up?
Yeah, man. Shoot, another fight night over here, man. You know how we do it.
Yeah.
Miguel Cotto about to do his thing tonight.
Knuckles.
About to handle business and shit. This is another fight I want to see, too, man. Hopefully, we don't miss that mark.
Mm-hmm. May 5th is the day for me.
What's that? Oh, yeah, of course, man. Yeah, bro, just talking about that, too. He's like, y'all got to get that some hype.
Yeah.
And I feel you, man. Oscar De La Hoya, Floyd Mayweather. Yes, sir. On Cinco de Mayo weekend, that's going to be a fucking extravaganza over there, man.
Whip out the Patron, because Major's going to be drinking it straight
out
of the
bottle. No. Negative. Never again in my life, man. Serious, bro.
Fucking
Patron damn near killed me last time.
Looks like you got an Xbox 360 in here, man. I see you got some wires.
Yeah.
Hanging around there, buddy.
Got it rigged up. Straight up, man. I'll be on there every night. NBA 2K7, man. I need people to get at me. You fucking hooked on Gears of War, man.
Fuck yeah. Man, you're... Never mind. Go ahead. Want me to get started on it? Because, I mean, you're the one that pussied out in the first place.
You know what? We're going to get back to that because we're doing some shit real quick.
All
right. We got my peoples from the Academy calling in for a minute, man. They was the winner from episodes number 40. So big shout out to the Academy. They should be calling in any second here. Congratulate them. Second time, man. Two-time winner. So they doing it real big.
Yep, that's what we're going to try doing this from now on. Get the winners out there and on the show and let them speak their piece.
Find out what they got going on, where they're going to be doing shows at and whatnot. But okay, so they ain't calling. Let's go ahead and jump into it. Gears of War.
Yeah, so Gears of War. You. That shit is hard. You're the one that gets nightmares and starts crying about it, man. You're worried about it.
I don't cry about it. It's just,
you're just
like
worried
that
about
shit,
inviting
bro.
The demons into your house?
It's fucking aliens, man. I don't do that shit, man.
Come on, man.
It'd be all dark and you'd be hearing that. That fucking sound, man. I don't like it, man.
Come on, that man. This shit is fresh. This shit is fresh. Oh, come on. Yeah, that's the thing. This is the thing is Major be
I'm
like...
I'm black. Yeah, we play sports.
Shit, Major, yes, you're the one to pay $60 for it, my friend.
Yeah, that's why that bitch is going back.
Major be like, man, I'm going to bed, man. I'm tired. Get on Xbox. It'd be like fucking 8 in the morning. He'd be like, he's been up all night playing NBA 2K7.
Yes, sir. You catch me on there hooping it up.
2,000 points. Anyway, what's your gamer tag again?
Major 517, man. Get at me.
And I'm JMac248. We got a couple ads. Did you get a... I got a couple. So
I got
far.
A couple people that I don't know. So people must be seeing it out there.
Who was the one? Team Hydro or
you
team,
got that one too?
Yeah, team
Hijack.
Hijack. That's
y'all
what
added us, man. If y'all listening to the show, man, get at me, dude. Because you done added me, but you be playing Halo. I ain't got Halo, son.
And he doesn't play anything like that either.
Yeah, exactly. Sports.
Yeah.
We hoop.
You know what I mean?
We hoop.
Shit, man.
Oh
shit! What else going on, man?
Not
shit,
too much, man. Not too much. Playing a lot of the Xbox.
Big week in hip hop news, man. Fucking
please,
yeah.
Big
your
week.
Favorite dude, Mr. Scott Storch. Please.
That's your dude, man. Wait a second. What are you doing,
Scott Storch in Timberland?
Damn, Donkey Kong Jr. Fuck that guy, man. I hate him.
Why you
Scott
hate Donkey
Storch.
Kong for?
Oh man.
Round of applause for Donkey Kong.
Fuck that.
Fuck, I ain't gonna even say that, man. I like Scott Storch. Scott Storch beat producer.
He had to get Knox on there to speak for him, which wasn't even good in the
He's
first
the
place.
I mean, yeah,
he is. Fucking Scott Storch. Fuck that.
That shit, man. Fuck that, man.
Oh, that's all I got to say.
You can hate on him all you want, man. Don't matter. But yeah, him and Timberland beefing real hard,
beef.
Man.
Beef. Yeah. Tim said two lines. He just said.
Oh, man. Maybe. Tim's whole little 8 bars was about him. Do say you keep doing what you do, but you still the piano man, or whatever the fuck he said.
Yeah,
fuck
what was
that,
it? His
man.
Brother writes his lyrics for him anyway, don't he?
Who, Timberland's brother?
Yeah.
Shit, I don't know, man.
Whatever, man, but I mean, if Scott Storch come back looking like a moron, made a whole fucking
yeah,
song.
I ain't watched the video yet. Is it funny?
It's a joke, man. Are you kidding
it's
me?
Terrible.
This dude, he looks like he's wearing clothes. His daddy's fucking clothes, man. I mean, seriously.
What you got against white folks, yo? You
I hate my people. I hate my people.
Yeah, man.
Seriously, talk
about
it. We about
to analyze you on the
talk
air,
about
bro.
It. No, analyze me.
What you got against...
What it's
is
not.
It?
I like Eminem. I like Kid Rock, dude. Rock on, motherfucker.
You like Eminem?
Rock on,
like
motherfucker.
Eminem.
Huh?
You like him?
Yeah, I like Eminem. Yeah.
Let's name some other white guys.
I'm obligated to like Eminem. I was born into liking Eminem. I have to. I'll get kicked out of the white board of directors.
Oh, man. All right. But, yeah, well, what's wrong with Scott then? Is he short? Jewish?
No. Yeah, that's what it is. You've never seen man. I mean, it's the whole... All right, he grew up in suburbia, first of all. Okay, now, all right, that's
how
fine.
How do you know? I didn't know that.
Read the bio. I mean, read the bio.
It says
he grew
Scott
up
Storch
in suburbia.
From the streets of suburbia?
Yeah. It says and now he's fucking rich as fuck. I mean, all right, so where's this fucking fake ass... Yeah, motherfucker. Shit, motherfucker. Where's all this fake ass fucking accent coming from?
It could be Napoleon complex, bro.
Yeah, well, look at him.
Cats that be 5'3", 5'4", tend to be a little bit, you know, Chihuahua syndrome, man. They got a bark.
I'm just not buying it. He's fake. Yeah. He's fake. He's fake. I'm not buying it.
Hey, another knock that he gets that I don't like is the Dre biter shit. Yo, he's not a Dre biter. To be honest with you, man.
He was brought up by Dre.
No, Dre called him up. Now, remember this. Go back and listen to...
He started from the roots, right?
Nah, Dre was his first big come up, late 90s.
All right.
Now, go back and listen to Dre shit prior to like 98, 99. It don't sound nothing like what he's doing now.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden...
Don't tell me Storch influenced Dre.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, fuck
I think so. No. I'm not saying Dre bit him, but what I'm saying is Storch was well known for being a piano player and a keyboard specialist. So Dre brought him in. Then, I mean, hold on though. But tell me, when did those little short choppy piano keys, when did that come?
It was Chronic 2001, wasn't it?
And Storch was brought in to work on that album. Coincidence?
Oh.
No?
What am I supposed to say? I ain't got any facts to back me up, man. I could say
Do your research, fucker.
I'm going to have to. I got to do my
fucking...
You motherfucker. I didn't even know the album credits on that fucking album,
man.
So you got me. I'm cornered. I'll bring it back up next
episode. I'll say this. I think they probably vibed off of each other, and they probably left their relationship with a lot of similarities in their style. And that's probably why... I mean, sometimes I hear a beat, and I don't know who the fuck did.
Fuck Scott Storch.
Oh, man, shit.
Tim's my dude, man. Tim is a fucking beast on the drums.
Yeah, Tim is hard on the drums, but does he play anything else? Does he do his keyboards? Does he play guitar?
He did pre-Danger.
Huh? He said pre-Danger. That's it, man. We waiting on the Academy still, man. You want to jump in the track, man?
Yeah, we'll just hop back out and restart it if they call in the middle of it.
Yeah, we'll do that, man. What you want to hear first, bro?
Huh? Oh,
I don't want to hear that again. That was disgusting. That was awful.
Look at him. He's nodding. He's just bothered by it.
Fuck, man. Let's jump into this. How about the Loose Cannon shit, bro?
Yeah. Oh, that shit's hard. That's a good beat.
Yeah. You like that one?
Yeah. Let's go.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Loose Cannons, baby. Episode number 42. Yay.
This is the life of a hustler.
It was grinding all the time, dub 4-7 around the clock.
This is the life of a gangster.
He stayed strapped with the nine and never had no love for a cop.
This is the life of a hustler.
He was just a little scrap, knocking off packs just to get a little stack. Running with the cats that was on the same track. Didn't realize his life was stuck up in the trap. No honor among thieves, so he learned that in the street. With cats he slung with, try to kill him on the creek. Put a slug in his back, he was close to death. Passed out from a loss of breath. That greed to get you killed, it's like the devil bought his flesh. His desire for that cash almost cost his neck. End up dither in jail, gotta pay that price. It's only two ways out when you live that life. See, it's do or die. You gotta live what you decide. It's kill to be killed when it's time for you to ride. So you gotta stay strapped with the 4-5 and watch your back from the other guys. No lies.
It was grind all the time, dub 4-7 around the clock. This is the life of a gangster.
He stayed strapped with the nine and never had no love for
the
This is the life of a hustler.
It was grind all the time, dub 4-7.
What's going on, man?
Nothing, you know, same old, same old.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So, shoot, we got to big y'all up, man. Y'all the first, the first two-time winners, right?
Yeah.
On hoodhype.com,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah. Doing it big.
Yeah. Y'all doing your thing, man. So, what's the deal, man? Y'all got an album coming up, or what y'all working on?
Mixtape's done. You know, about to start pushing that. And at the same time, working on the DVD. That should be done probably by, like, midsummer.
Okay.
So you got a mixtape and a DVD. You guys got a new album coming up anytime soon?
Yeah, at the moment we got Crackfire Volume 1. That's the mixtape that we're pushing.
Okay.
After that, we're working on the Team Asthma project, which is us and our whole camp. And at the same time, we're going to do the Crackfire Volume 2, as well as an official album, the Academy album.
So, okay.
So, and the DVD is going to consist of probably 5 or 6 videos, some interviews, live performance footage, and just, you know, regular, it's gonna introduce you to who we are and what we're about.
No doubt.
Okay, now while we're on that topic, man, who are the members of the Academy, man? Go ahead and tell the listeners who's all in the group.
Well, I'm Clip, you know what I'm saying? That's Cash just speaking on the other line.
What's good, man?
You know, it's basically Clip and Cash, you know, with some features from my boy Sizemore.
Okay.
He's one of those rappers, you know, he comes in when he comes in.
I feel that. And man, I noticed too, one track y'all had, if I'm not mistaken, man, y'all had was produced by Big Lou. And he's another artist that we, yeah. So what's y'all relationship like, man? Y'all be doing things together still, or?
Well, we just have a relationship from just, you know, going back and forth online. We've never actually met in person.
Okay.
You know, but we got a good, you know, we both respect each other's music.
Okay.
You know, so the way that track came about, you know, he was just, you know, just mutual respect, and he sent the track like, yeah, bless it.
Okay.
You know? And yeah, we actually got another track from him that we worked on. So you know, we're gonna see where, you know, if we can link up in the future. He's definitely doing his thing right now.
Shout
out to Big Lou.
For sure. And he's out of Jersey,
really,
right?
Yeah, he's from Camden, if I'm mistaken.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well,
cool, man. So when we gonna get some more heat from y'all, man? We're looking for another banger, man. Y'all about to submit some more shit?
Of course. Yeah.
All right, man.
All right, man. Where can the listeners cop the album at?
They can get it right off the MySpace page. They can click the link, the PayPal link, and pay, you know, through PayPal. It's the MySpace /ClipCastAndSize.
Okay.
Okay. We'll go ahead and throw a link up on our site too, man, so people can get to that.
All right, that's what it is.
Cool. All right, man.
Appreciate the love, man. Appreciate
No doubt. Keep bringing out that heat.
No problem, man. Shoot, man. We'll get back at y'all then.
All right, brother. God bless.
All right, y'all. Y'all stay up.
All right, man. Thanks for the support.
No problem, cuz.
All right.
All right, y'all, man. There you have it, man. Clip and Cash from the Academy.
No doubt.
Yeah,
wow.
They definitely get some applause, man. They be coming with the heat.
Yeah, we got more to come. That's
for sure,
good shit.
For sure.
So go cop that album. Go cop that mixtape.
Well, let's get back to that Loose Cannons, man. Yeah. We about to go ahead and restart that mug, because that shit is pure flame. It's too good to skip out of it like that. So let's jump back into it. Loose Cannons, Life of a Hustler, episode 42. Yeah.
The life of a hustler. In this grind all the time, dug 4-7 around the clock. This is the life of a gangster. He stays strapped with the dimes, but never had no love for a cop. This is the life of a hustler. He was just a little scratch, knocking off packs just to get a little stack. Running with the cats that was on the same track. Didn't realize his life was stuck up in the trap. No honor among thieves, so he learned that in the street. With cats he slung with, try to kill him on the creek. Put a slug in his back, he was close to death. Passed out from a loss of breath. That greed to get you killed, it's like the devil bought his flesh. His desire for that cash almost cost his neck. End up dither in jail, gotta pay that price. It's only two ways out when you live that life. See, it's do or die, you gotta live what you decide. It's kill to be killed when it's time for you to ride. So you gotta stay strapped with the 4-5 and watch your back from the other guys. No lies. In this grind all the time, dug 4-7 around the clock.
This is the life of a gangster.
He stays strapped with the dimes and never had no love for a cop.
This is the life of a hustler.
In this grind all the time, dug 4-7 around the clock.
This is the life of a gangster.
He stays strapped with the dimes and never had no love for a cop.
You know the rules,
you know the rules.
Anything goes. Hustles on the street, still living by the code. Gotta keep a strap, stay strapped. Case haters wanna go to that level with the medal for the dough. Never trust a hoe, they'll set you up. Lead you to a trap, turn to wet you up. You know the hustle, gotta hustle and scruffle to live. Through the jungle when the struggle, gotta muscle your biz. Gotta bubble double, save the trouble with kids. Leave a mini huddle puzzle, fun that none of them live. It's the 24-7 grind till it's heaven on earth. Don't ever let another nigga grind on your turf. Let the 7 Mac-11s resurrect in the dirt. That's the oath that G lived by until he got hurt. While he living in the danger zone, putting in work, he was a G until Younger got murdered.
This is the life of a hustler.
It was grind all the time, dog 4-7 around the clock.
This is the life of a gangster.
He stayed straight with the nine, and never had no love for a cop.
This is the life of a hustler.
It was grind all the time, dog 4-7 around the clock.
This is the life of a gangster.
He stayed straight with the nine, and never had no love for a cop.
Yo, it's a war going on outside, I can't discuss it. 4-4 on my side, I'm about to bust it. I said, fuck it, cause I ain't never had shit. Moms never had shit, pops never had shit. I got that metal in the plastic. I hit the pedal on the jack quick, bout to get blasted. I'm in the hood with the rats and roaches. I'm on a block with the gas and smokers. So get focused and get realer. Shit, I get striller. My Glock 9 pop 9 shots and drop squillers. I hate a sucker, duct tape the fucker for cops to discover. My will burning rubber, shit. You think I'm fake till I touch ya. Stay in your place and lose weight from the 8 when it touch ya. You see, it's more going on. Cause if you win beef with me, then it's a war
this
going
is the life
on.
Of a hustler.
It was grinding all the time. Dog 4-7 around the clock.
This is the life of a gangster.
You stay straight with the dimes. And never had no love for a cop.
This is the life of a hustler.
It was grinding all the time. Dog 4-7 around the clock.
This is the life of a gangster.
You stay straight with the dimes. And never had no love for a cop.
Yeah,
hey, wow,
man,
that tractor
damn,
stopped right
endings
there.
Be killing me. Jesus, man. Fade out, baby. Fade out, motherfuckers.
I know, man.
They be killing me. Oh, man, but the track was fire, so I can't be too mad, man.
It was.
Can't be too mad.
Loose Cannons.
That shit
we
was
played
fire
them
as hell.
We played Loose Cannons before.
Yeah, yeah, yep. Yeah, they doing their thing big time.
I'll cop their album, too.
Who
I'll
that?
Cop it.
You cop it? Yeah, man. Yeah.
I'm feeling it.
I'm glad you're talking about it, man, because now we're about to touch on that. While that track was playing, man, me and Fro was like, we got to touch on your whiteness, bro.
Okay. Yeah, whatever, motherfuckers.
So, it's time for your...
Here, let me scoot over.
Here. You ready, man? First question that listeners want to know, J-Mac. Being a white guy, the way that you sound...
What am I?
No. Where does the love from hip hop come from, man? I think people wanna know, like, where the hell did you first get into hip hop?
You really want me to explain it?
I mean, in a short version.
I'm trying to think of a short way to say it.
Give me a hyped up on Red Bull version. Just okay. Spit it out.
I think off topic.
I mean,
come from the city first of all. For those who don't know,
I mean,
Flint, Michigan, of course.
Well, I mean, I grew up. Well, same thing as my sister over here. I mean, the same thing is that. No, I mean, seriously, I grew up, the way I grew up, I could relate. I honestly got the
first
shit
saying,
I
grew
heard,
up around Negroes.
No, I did not. I did not. I grew up in the whitest.
I'm just messing with you, man.
You know what? Well, we went through this with the Flint Central shit.
Yeah.
But, no, man, I mean, it was just, I could relate. We grew up rough, and I could relate to hip-hop music.
For sure. We ain't mad at
what
that,
else you want to know?
We love you, man. I mean, we just fucking with you, bro.
Fuck you, man.
Busting your balls a little bit. Busting your balls. Just
what
a little,
else?
Bro.
Ask, you got any more questions?
I don't throw, Mike.
We're going to be brawling right here, motherfucker.
No, I'm just kidding. What's up, man?
Yeah, man. Shit. I don't know.
I don't take offense to anything.
No, of course not. We know that, man. That's why we fucking with you. But,
I love
hey,
all
man.
People equally.
Hell yeah, man. Ain't no hate, man. Shit is universal. But
I hate y'all.
I feel uncomfortable right now.
Do you?
I feel uncomfortable. Help.
Why you turn it
off,
man?
Help.
Don't turn it
off, man.
I'm uncomfortable.
Why are you uncomfortable, man?
You guys are questioning my faith to hip hop. I love hip hop.
Oh, man.
Wait a second.
What's that?
Hold on. Only one. You can. Never mind. No, go ahead. I always say. All right, what up?
No, nothing.
What
man.
Is up, my brother?
Another funny topic to me, man. Well, to me, the shit, you posted the shit in here, man. The thing about hip-hop, art, or poison.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
Did you watch that clip?
Yeah, I did, man. And it pissed me off, man.
Bro, are you done?
And you will know my name.
Well, just let me know.
The clip was retarded, man. What's her name? Was it Paula Zahn, I believe it was?
Yeah, stupid bitch.
Yeah, man. I'm about to go ahead.
What even brought them up to go on this fucking tangent is what I want to know.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. To me, the shit came out the blue, man. Let's go ahead and play this real quick.
Yeah. So, of course, they're going to probably label it as poison.
This is a joke.
I'm not scared to come out and say it's garbage going on out there, and they need to stop it.
It's the hip-hop hangover on radio after a night of provocative images and unbridled views on television.
It's still 50-50. I mean, some people are very passionate about the way they feel about the music.
I am,
today,
and I'm white.
And then you have some other people who are saying it's still an art expression.
White guy.
And that, you know, it's nobody's going one way or the other. So it seems like we're still divided on it.
That debate played out Thursday afternoon on Ryan Cameron's radio show on Atlanta's V103, a reaction to Wednesday's Paula Zahn special, Hip Hop, Art or Poison.
I feel like hip-hop is the music of the fatherless generation.
Sparks started flying early on the station's morning show.
These guys are doing it to make money, so it's a whole different... It's not that they angry one. They're living up to the image. It's not...
Turning up the volume on a controversial subject that's as old as the hip-hop industry itself.
Clip of Ice-T.
We're all glued to our television.
That's how behind they are.
Watch CNN.
Ice fucking tea.
Talk about this.
It's the same shit with Oprah back in the day. They're trying to stir it back up.
Called into the show, took some heat from another guest,
so.
Hip-hop artist, Young Jock.
Yeah, Young Jock gonna give his piece.
Did you feel like you were being attacked as an artist, personally, Jock?
Not just as an artist, personally. Our culture, the music, man.
If you want to join us and come on the air and talk to us, I would welcome you.
Urban radio stations in Atlanta, New York, and Washington, D.C.
You hear that, bitch?
Also,
if you want to come on my show,
no,
I will welcome you.
To a three-word
the
question.
Fuck out of here.
Poison or art?
Both poison and art. I don't agree with everything hip-hop's doing right.
Both poison and art.
Bullshit, man.
Please.
Bullshit, man. Like I said, man, that shit, what hip-hop doing right now, man, in particular, with the, you know what I'm saying, like the people that's on the flossy shit, to me, that's no different than the fucking 80s rock and roll groups, man, when they was at their prime. And they was
like
fucking, yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? It's that rock star lifestyle, man.
No, you know what's poison is the fucking record companies. That's what the poison is.
For sure.
Because they're the ones that are fucking encouraging. Gotta talk about more fucking TVs, man.
Yeah,
nobody's
man.
Playing any Talib Kweli on a fucking radio.
Exactly. And all these songs, man, let's go to the other genres, man. R&B, fucking pop. All these songs about you at the club shaking your ass. Is that art? What's art about that?
It is.
But they want to question this shit, man. Fuck them,
no
man.
Doubt.
Fuck Paula Zahn.
No,
that's lovely art.
That's lovely art.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm feeling it, no doubt.
Where are you going tonight after the fight?
That's here, man, but shit, man, that junk just pissed shit. Me off, man. A big clap for
no
Paula Zahn.
No doubt. No
Another
doubt.
One for fucking CNN. Fuck all of them, man.
Whoever the fuck that Cameron guy was, whatever the fuck.
Yeah. I saw him putting his 2 cents in there, too, man. Fuck
asshole.
It.
Fuck him.
Yeah, man. Just want to do another track, bro.
Yeah, man. We're always getting these little spaces. Let's think. What are we going to talk about next?
That's how we right, do no, it, though, go. Man. Let's Shit go. Never stops. What you want to hear, bro?
Does anybody talk about Britney Shave Head in there? No?
That's on there. We talk about her whack ass later. Yeah,
okay,
fucking
yeah.
Sinead O'Connor looking bitch, man.
Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah, let's jump into crazy. Yeah, let's hit that Hollywood kill, man.
Oh,
that
yeah.
shit right there. Yo, this group
different.
Right here. Yeah, that's
different.
The only word I could say for it, man. It's different. They shit. First of all, it's a dude and a female.
Yeah.
But you don't see that hardly ever in the rap game.
We don't get much stuff, multilingual shit submitted.
Nah, not at all. This
so,
is shit. This probably
is
the first
good.
Shit we played.
This
shit
is
spitting in Spanish hard as fuck, man. Yeah. So let's go ahead and check that out, man. Hollywood Kill, episode number 42.
Yeah.
Track is banging, baby. Yeah.
That's right, y'all. It's that Rebels of Rhythm flavor. What? What? This anonymous. The original truck monk. Cause I'm bananas with the beats. Yeah. And KG. She's bananas on these beats. Yeah. Truck monk.
Yeah.
seriamente trabajando en el estudio estoy. Y si me siento sofocada, me voy de farra, brincando muros como gata en un callejón. Dejo mi marca en tu ciudad, en cada cuadra. Detrás de mí, una manda. Duerme, tenés que ser el mejor en este mundo, ¿me entiendes? Damos y cogemos para que uno mueva el peso. O te encontrás pagando el precio. Me voy de farra y si viajo liviano, ya no gasto mi energía en juegos de villanos. Uso mi mente, por eso un paso sigo enfrente. Preguntarle a la morena, representa la costa oeste. Odioso diabete, se te nota en tus ojos los celos contra mi gente. Este se ve para siempre. Bienvenido a mi mundo donde sobreviven los fuertes. Es que sí lo trae. Diciendo que no era invertido en mi generación. La sociedad me creó y ahora buscan para eliminarme. Es diciendo que no era invertido en mi generación. Es que sí lo trae.
Hollywood Kill right wow. there on the track.
Wow.
Fire.
Brass.
Straight fire, man.
The brass.
Hell yeah, they had the mariachi feel a little
shit
bit
is
to it.
Fresh.
She was spitting that
Submit
Spanish.
Submit more, my friends. That shit was hard.
She ain't look too bad neither, dog.
You saw her?
I didn't see her. I went to their website. Yeah, she's kind of.
Wow.
She looks straight.
She talked out? Dog.
I took it back dog. To the Nori. Speaking of chicks, man. Damn, man. You sent me them pictures of Luma D. Woo.
Oh, yeah. You seen her, bro?
She didn't change, man. I was thinking of the same.
She grew up. She was only like 17.
Was she? She was young like that? I didn't know that.
She's round.
Yeah, man. She looking she's got, fucking.
She's got yeah, mouth too. She's got. She, oh, you said mound? I thought you said mouth. Hey, white guy. Here we are, right here, fella. I'm back. What do we want to talk about?
Oh,
did you guys
man.
See the latest episode of fucking OC?
He said OC.
Yeah, there she is, bro.
Yeah, yeah. See what I'm saying? She didn't. Man,
yeah.
She look right
yeah.
now, man.
Look at that last video. I was like, God damn.
Yeah, because she used to be a little on the chubby side. Just mm-hmm. a little bit.
She doesn't. Uh oh, you better stop yeah. the fuck out of that.
Click. Yeah. Yeah, but no,
yeah, but
she
no
was,
she's tasty.
I said, she looking right.
Look at her MySpace
now.
Page.
Let's continue the chick topic, man. Beyonce, Sports Illustrated.
Did you see it?
Yeah. God damn.
She was getting hated on for that shit. Did you see that?
Yeah. She was, too. People were saying she shouldn't be there. But then people missed the fucking mark, yo. It said the music. Didn't it say the music?
The music issue.
Yeah, so what the fuck is you hating on?
Get that singing darkie off the cover.
Yeah, that's what it was.
X, yeah, I want my bones on the cover.
Oh, you
bones. No ass and bones.
Yeah, you see, you can't play the race card because there's all kinds of fucking every race and that.
Yeah. Off the cover. Straight up,
oh,
man.
Oh, man, them hips are fucking killing me, man.
Speaking of Beyonce, man, there's a little rumor going that she was hating on Jennifer Hudson and shit. People saying that she didn't want her to come to the celebrity thing, the after party. Yeah.
Who put out a thing? Wendy Williams or somebody put out a fucking song about that. Did you hear that?
No, I ain't hear that.
They put out a song like, did you hear about that? I can't remember what it was. They were like ripping out Beyonce for fucking being a...
Yeah, I was reading the Jim Jones interview and he was like... He's like, that's just them. He's like, hate run deep in their whole camp. He's like, from Jigga to B, like, they all be hating.
He's in the blood. It runs
yeah, he's
the
running
blood.
The blood. Hell yeah, Jim Jones is a nut, man. And then he took it one step, which I think he out of his mind. Even though I'm feeling the chick he was talking about, he said Ciara is hotter than Beyonce. Now, I'm like, come on, Jim.
I don't
say what?
Hold on, let me think about that for a second.
Bill, what are you thinking about?
Sierra's got some height. I like height, man.
Since when? You always be like,
she looks like she's
tall.
I never said that. You bullshit.
You always be like that.
Let's
ask the question again. Have you seen the Sports Illustrated cover?
Yeah, that's true.
Are you still talking about Sierra?
Well, put her in a fucking swimsuit.
Come on.
Man, nah, man.
Tell
it's,
me.
It's, I'm sorry,
you didn't watch them last videos?
I'm a boss.
She's all right, whatever.
Yeah, you lose on that.
All right, whatever. I get voted out.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Get clapped up, man.
Motherfucker.
Clapped up real quick, bro. No.
Shit. What else do we have? Beyonce was in a video with Shakira. Did you see that?
I ain't see it yet.
The last minute is fucking golden. That's fucking grand.
Tell me they like side to side with their asses just going like bongos
yes.
or something.
No,
serious?
They did it like it was a mirror. I didn't realize how much they looking like.
Oh, yeah, they do got some similarities.
But
if that shit made me late to work. I'm leaving right there. It made me late to work.
Yeah, man. Shit, I ain't mad at that at all.
No,
man.
When they both put their hands on the wall
and
are looking at you,
shit,
shaking
man, you about
their
to make me
asses,
cue it up, man.
I was like, God damn.
Second round of applause. One more again, man. Beyonce and Shakira.
Like,
that's a dangerous combination.
Woo! That girl.
That don't make
God.
No sense, dog.
Damn.
Were they doing Spanish shit or is it all? Because I heard they're going to do some bilingual shit
like
together.
Spanish
too.
Sounding. Yeah.
Real.
Shakira, I can't listen to Shakira to be honest, but yeah.
Yeah, that yodel just... shit, but fuck it.
I can hear her. I don't give a damn.
The ass is just a fucking video of ass, dude.
Damn, I gotta get out there and catch it. And one more chick, man, for the road, man. Yo, girl, what's her name? Antonella Barba. Or the chick from
American Idol?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I saw. Here's the thing.
Look at the hate. I think she a little on the skinny side.
This is the thing. American Idol came on. And it's the first time I've ever watched it. I only watched the ones where everybody gets booted out and all that shit.
Oh, yeah, the reject shows.
And I'm watching, I'm like, wow, that girl can sing. Tracy looks over me like, yeah, I'm sure she can fucking sing real good, can't she?
Did you get the elbow?
Yeah.
Elbow to the ribs.
Yeah, so, man, much to my fucking surprise, it was like 2-3 weeks later.
Uh-huh.
Jackpot! I was like, God damn. Woo! My goodness. My goodness.
Man. Final round of applause for these broads, man. Shit, I'm about to duck and cover.
I know, man.
Real quick.
Someone's in the studio watching you.
Yeah, wifey in the building. What's up, love? What's up, baby?
All right, end that talk. Next track. What's
Hell
up?
Hell yeah.
What's
the next track? Jump into something real quick. Here go your squad, man. Young Onyx.
Yeah, man. These are the dudes.
Guided by Fredro Starr, man. Let's go ahead and jump into this one.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. 42. Yeah.
I'm in the hood. I'm in the hood like a number spot, summer is hot. In the hood like funeral home, a drug dealer's wait. He dies on page for five in the face. In the hood like fire escapes, you fly from jail, trying to escape, dialing over five white gates. I'm in the hood like my niggas in CI, freestyle, mixtapes and B.I. I'm in the hood like Skeet, and Hoopies, PJs, P-Cams and Woolies. I'm in the hood like corner stores and DTs, corner waters, ICs and free cheese. I'm in the hood like when them niggas run up on you, pull it and got guard. Ain't no need to lie, God, I'm rolling with pop guard.
where all my homies need help. And alcoholics on the corner talking to themselves. Keep a gun in my jeans, no need for a belt. I get cash, ballin' like I made it to the draft in an E-class. Buck 80 on the dash, got the streets on smash. Beans leaning off the dope. All the girls outside jumping rope. Everybody stressed out, so we all smoke. And
drug dealers, thug niggas, slug pillars, gorillas. Pots and pans, lots of blam. It's either that or rockin' hands. Kennedy fried, bitties and slides. Summertime, only seeing titties and thighs. Dope niggas, never got no money to smoke, but always wanna smoke niggas.
Right there, man.
No doubt, no doubt.
Serious track, man. Featuring, I think Federal Star was on that one, if I
I think he was doing the hook.
Yeah, that shit right there is just straight up fire. Straight up.
Please, submit banger. More. Submit more.
Yes, sir. They two for two, man. Mm-hmm. Two submitted, two heat.
Two approved.
I ain't mad at them, man.
No doubt.
Yo, let's touch on something real quick, too, man. I want to get into some feedback, man, from the Haterade episode, man.
Oh. What's that?
No, man. Just, I mean, shit, we had cats on the blog talking about... Talking about you, man. Hey, he's like, what about? Motherfucker, you know what I'm talking about, man.
Hey, like, I wasn't sure which part, because I ran my mouth quite a bit.
Yeah, man, that shit was funny, though. But I want to clear up one thing, too, man, while I'm at it. I'm not a fucking homophobe, man. I'm not scared of fag.
You get hate on that?
No, one of the same dude that addressed you at the same time said if it, you know, besides the gay shit, the show was a fucking classic, which shout out to Trex for that comment.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's what's up. But no, I mean, as far as the gay shit, that was directed at one person, man. I'm not directing that shit at the entire gay community. I really don't care one way or the other about what, you know, homosexual people do. That shit really don't matter to me. So just want to clear the air on that, man. That shit was directed at one person and one person only, straight up. So, shit, what other feedback did we get to, man? We had a lot of love for the show, man. Even though we was... fucking ripping on people. We had all kind of love. Yeah, you over here. What is you doing?
Nah, fucking pro reminded me, man.
What's that, bro?
That dude we fucking prank called, we were going to fucking call him back up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I still plan to get to that.
For my hate for white people, I wanted to continue it. Yeah, Fro's here to straighten some things out.
Do what you do, gangster.
That's not the only thing. What else? He said, what up?
I apologize for any comments that I may have that may offend. homosexuals, white people, and punk ass motherfuckers alike. I apologize already.
Yeah. Yep, so that's the disclaimer right there.
Yeah.
So when the shit rained down, then you already know. You already know what's going on. Clear the air already.
No fucking doubt, man.
But that shit was a lot of fun, though, man. Got some shit off the chest. I know I did. I know you did. So
yeah, there was some hatred spit back and forth. That
ain't even worth commenting on. But it's for real.
It is. No, continue.
Yeah.
Joke. That shit children. Children in their apartments. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
There you go, man. Ivan. You silly. You was a silly dude.
We've got several $1,000 in equipment, my friend. No, I'm sorry. Continue.
What else is on the fucking menu?
I don't know, man.
Oh, yeah,
what you got? We're
you
slowing
got a,
down.
You
wake
got
up.
Got a project for you, dude. You're cussing, man. You're out of control.
Oh, you're actually going to run through with that, huh?
You're out of fucking control.
I don't fucking know what you're fucking talking about, man. Fuck you guys. Fuck that shit.
Oh,
I'm getting teamed up on. You guys are on one side of the fucking room, and I'm on the other side here, and I'm fucking getting hated on. I'm getting teamed up.
Blacks
I need a white person.
Whites.
I need a white person to even this shit out. This is unfair.
Oh, man. No,
do they have a fucking...
What's that?
WACP? Or something that I can fucking straighten this out.
It's called the federal government. It's already
Oh my
it's
god.
Already in full fucking effect, man.
Oh man.
GW and family running.
I'll
running
give you
shit.
That one. I'll give you that.
For real.
Oh, that's good. That's a good one, man.
For real though, man. Cool white guys like yourself, dog. They don't come that often, but
cool,
it's like,
though.
Yeah. Y'all is rare. I just hate it on all white people. I'm sorry. We probably got mostly white listeners. I ain't even trying to fuck with y'all, but nah.
Yeah, all I got to say.
But nah, for real, there's a lot of cats like, what up, gangster, that we talked to last week.
What up, gate? That's what we're going to call it for now. I'm going to fucking snap that shit out of that fucking sample.
See, I wanted that shit too for
what up, gangster?
Sound effect.
What up, what up, gangster? I wish we would have caught what else that motherfucker said.
Oh, yeah, we did, man. So, yeah, we're going about to call this dude right now. You got the number? Do we have a number?
That's why Fro was why Fro was reprimanding me silently just a minute
son
ago.
Son of a bitch, for real?
Yeah. Fuck. I'm sorry, man. I fucked up.
We're going to call somebody in the
field. Yeah. We're going to try to call somebody else.
Let's
we want to get into the last. I think
oh, is it
got
the last one? I thought we had five. Fuck. All right. Let's get in the last track.
Yeah, I'm
I'll see if
play
I can
this,
find this motherfucker's number.
Yeah, Prince Genesis, man.
Oh.
This shit
he's
right
new.
Here.
New
just,
guy.
Yeah, just got submitted. Hot off the fucking press, man.
Yep.
The review panel got that shit to us real quick.
Not too often that
and
shit
I see
comes
why,
on.
Cause
all right, cool. Just be right there.
Beat is on fire.
That's
sick.
Listen, water. Come on, nigga. Come on. Yeah, we got you now, nigga. Fuck you thought you were. Come on, get this nigga. Man, open that motherfucking door, nigga. Come on.
You niggas is bitch. Running with niggas who claim they cheap but snitch. Run they mouth before it pop, but when it's real beef, they shit. And ain't the type to fight a one-on-one battle, they'd rather hide. Right behind niggas they sending off because they scared to ride. It's the beast in me that make me hate them type of punk niggas. Quick to lip box with a soft cat, but they know they not killers. Even the scaredest nigga will kill something when his back's against the wall. But the difference is it's pop and run, or pop and watch them fall. Gangsters never front in front of the masses what they do. Catch it by yourself. Fuck you think you talking to niggas. Chicago, we walk with heat, that's why we left. And ain't no mercy on them sissy motherfuckers acting pimp. And talking shit'll probably have your enemy drive up and diss. Wait for you to try to trip, jump out the whip and start to spit. You won't beat, we won't beat. You got niggas, I got crews. You want war, we want war. And I'm strapped, nigga with two. You ain't saying shit. What you gon' do is make me get off my humble. Step to your mama and still up. Leave her with permanent mumbles. After that, I know you coming, I'm high. Clutching this trigger, face to face, I got a gun. You got a gun, but who's God, bitch, nigga?
Your niggas move to bite. I sing your fools of Christ. And once the music nice, I'ma put out your lights. Bullets and bruise your sight. And kill shit when I spray. So you hold your veil or lose your life. I got the tools to strike. When the mood is right. So when the news is tripe, come and prove it tonight, nigga. I got some tools of might to kill shit when I say so. So you better veil or lose your life. You get your fucking head towed off and choose to fight.
I was called upon by three blind witches holding a seance. Killer's palm attached to multiple clips and firearms. I march with whatever large enough to mark a target. You mark it with large calibers, traumatic cartridges. The brains are laid next to carcasses. I'm dark as death again, reducing you to shattered fragments. Soon as my weapon hit. Cigarette, I puff lightly before I kill a bit. Then fill them with the half power shit to make your spirit lift. I'm guaranteed to snatch it, destroy your brain structure. Put a slug in you, the reason your legs won't function. Put your monster responsible for making you a donor. Get the tape out, the homicide closing off the corner. Sounds of sirens, I serenade niggas in front of fiends. Ambulance will come and pick up your lungs and leave a spleen. It's as detrimental to faggots. You cowards getting murdered. The show is over, so send me out of flow of clothes. The curtains, bring the surgeon in and tell policemen the way I murdered men. Then open up your chest like scientists doing experiments. Then pop a slug in the earth, hoping that's where your spirit went. Nigga, motherfucker.
Your niggas move to bite. I sing your fools of Christ. And once the music nice, I'ma put out your lights. Bullets and bruise your sight. And kill shit when I spray. So you hold your veil or lose your life. I got the tools to strike. When the mood is right. So if you use a strike, come and prove it tonight. I got some tools. things from life. To kill shit when I say so. So you better make no illusion like. You get your fucking head so off. Father God, nigga, God, yeah, nigga, I know. I ain't the toughest nigga walking this earth, but I damn sure ain't gonna let you put my dick in the dirt. You whole ass niggas is too weak and ain't built for the game. A bitch ass nigga with a gangster ass name, but you lame. I'm stressed out, pulling my checks out, my vest out. I'm cool and quiet till niggas start testing me, stunting, poking their chest out. I'm selfish, fuck my gang, cause I don't need no help. I'd rather lace my boots up and smash your ass by myself. If you push me, I'm on a postal, knocking niggas in crowds. Type of shit to make the cat that shot 50 feel proud. Cause what the hell can you tell them niggas that's fresh out the pen? Broke as fuck without a friend and not a pot to piss in. Them hunkies don't wanna give him a chance, he can't find a job. He hit the streets but his niggas then set him up to be robbed. So now he's on the side of his bed with a gat on his leg. Two pints of Remy with no chaser took straight to the head. He on 20 jumping the vessel riding down on they block. He pulled up to the corner stop and took the foe out and cop. And looked all of them niggas in the face and aimed and popped. And screamed out, now what the fuck you bitches talking, talking, talking about, nigga?
You niggas move to fight. I see you fools of Christ. And once the music nice, I'ma put out your lights. Bullets and bruise your sight. And kill shit when I spray. So you hold your payload, and lose your life. I got the tools to strike. When the mood is right. So if you lose this strike, come and prove it tonight. I got some tools and light. To kill shit when I say so. So you better lay low and lose your life. You get your fucking head so off. You choose to fight. Father God, nigga.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Big shout out right there, man. Big shit right there. Prince Genesis on the cut.
Those Mag Major beats are for sale. Are you artists? Are the artists out there?
Oh, heck yeah, for sure. Get at us, man.
Buy them up.
For sure.
Yeah.
But, see, what else was out? Yeah, man. Fro shit.
Yeah, we posted that. Man, you see how many listens that got on YouTube? It's got like over 200 views on
that
shit.
Straight up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
If you go to youtube.com/hoodhype, you can see Fro's voicemail.
LL Cool P. Ladies love Cool Fro.
But yeah, man, it's Fro was ranting on the All-Star game, man.
This shit was funny.
Charles Barkley and Dick.
Duke called left three voicemails or four.
That shit was
funny.
Y'all motherfuckers wouldn't answer y'all phones. Anybody.
Hey, when we left y'all last, man, matter of fact, we did the other show right before
the All-Star
day of the game. Yeah
so it was like
the day of the dunk contest and shit.
We were done at 8,
yeah.
So you were calling in.
Yeah.
We were already done.
That shit, man. Was Terry, what the fuck was they thinking, man? I gotta ask.
I think he just followed through. I think Barkley just followed through.
Yeah, I don't think Barkley didn't want no kiss on the mouth by no old man.
What? You think he was going for the cheek?
Proper way for a celebrity to handle some whack shit. He can either do that or he can break his arm. And he chose to just like
make out with a white guy.
You know.
Yeah, man, it's not only two guys, it's interracial. What do you guys got to say about that?
Yeah, man.
And it's an old guy and an older guy.
And young. That was controversial all the way around.
He's not my role model, no.
And I was mad, dog. I missed TNT NBA Thursday nights and Wednesday nights because I wanted to hear what they was going to say about it. Did you catch it, man?
No.
I know Kenny Smith and them probably gave his ass hell. But he deserved it, man.
That's just
they
funny.
Probably ripping that motherfucking boy.
He took the other route that Tim Hardaway did.
Your
boy.
Yeah. Tim Hardaway.
I wish I had that fucking sample queued up right now. I don't like gay people.
I hate gay people.
That shit was...
If my family was gay, I hate them too.
Man. But no, man. That shit, now, I heard too. Some people think it was a publicity stunt. Some people said that him and Barkley did that shit just because Tim Hardaway's comments came that same week.
Oh, that's a good point. I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah, you know, I'm sorry though.
Yeah, he kissed the chair too.
Who?
Dick is cheering at the
man.
Big who? Boys, no, what was it? Boys and Girls Club. They were presenting a $50,000 check.
Yeah.
After you kissed Charles, he went over and hugged each one of them little black babies and kissed them.
He said,
like Bill Clinton.
I ain't never gonna look at Dick Bavetta the same way. Exactly, man. Dick Bavetta get
clap.
Quick. Jesus, man. That's disgusting. Now, here's what I gotta say on the conspiracy, though. I don't care. What Tim Hardaway said, hey, you couldn't give me enough money to kiss some old motherfucker on the lips, though.
You think they planned
on
it?
National TV. I don't know. I don't think that happened. I hope not. If it do, like you said, man, Charles can't never be my role model no more. He's be my favorite basketball player, dog.
Yeah. Just pretend he's your long lost white grandfather.
Huh?
I don't know.
Oh, wow, man.
I don't know. I'm just trying to fucking break your brain.
Hey, man, pass me some of that. Let me get into the rundown real quick, man. Loose Cannons, Life of a Hustler, coming out of Pottstown, Pennsylvania, man. Big no shout out to them. Son no of doubt. A bitch.
Technical.
Hollywood Kill, coming out of where else? Hollywood, California.
Yeah.
Had the track Sweet Killer Brown. That shit was fire. You heard Young Onyx, man, in the hood. That shit was killing
bang
them.
Out,
featuring
bang
Fredro
out.
Star on there.
That
and then shit, the other track we had, man, was the newcomer. They just got on the list, Prince Genesis. So big shout out to them, man.
No
they
doubt.
Did their thing.
No doubt. Sounded kind of like Papoose.
Yeah, he did a little bit.
But you got a totally different flow.
And feeling, they out of Chi-Town, man. So we're going to have all the information up on hoodhype.com. Come over there, check them out, man. Go to their website, support these artists, man.
Am I crazy? Is Chicago not submitting music like every day? We get a lot of Chicago stuff.
I know we played a lot of hot shit out the shop.
I want to go back and see if our web dude can give us a count.
I want to see who's the most. Who do you think's the most right now? New York or Chi-Town?
It's got to be New York
or Atlanta up there too, though.
Oh yeah, because we got hate for playing Atlanta shit.
Yeah, well, we got hate both ways. Some people, y'all don't play no South shit. Yeah, then they was like, y'all play too much crumb. Like, man, what the fuck, man?
You can't
pick
win.
One. Motherfucker,
it ain't our decision anyway. If we're getting good shit submitted and the review staff's feeling it, it's going to get played.
Exactly. Yeah. Shit, man. Couple shout-outs real quick. James over at Hip Hop Directory.
No doubt.
What's good? For sure. Adam over there at SmoothBeats.com, man. Playing some of the best hip hop on the entire internet, man. You can catch us over there every Thursday. Shout out to Adam over there at Smooth Beats doing their thing. Round of applause for them too. What's up, Fro?
I have a public service announcement.
Go ahead, man. Take the stage.
White people.
I'm right here.
Stop wearing sandals in the fucking snow.
Yeah.
Wow. White people. Stop leaving your goddamn coat at home or in your motherfucking car.
Yeah.
White people. Stop wearing that fake tan lotion, motherfuckers. Your fingers is looking fucked up. White people, always listen to Fro. I won't never steer y'all wrong. Right, J-Mac?
Go ahead, J-Mac. Your chance for rebuttal. Go ahead.
I rip the
black folks, bro. Go ahead.
I'm not wearing sandals right now, man.
No, not
they
you.
Upstairs.
You cool. You got a pass, yo. We already told you, bro. You.
I hate the cold just as much as you guys,
you're official.
Man. You guys mean, and you two in the room, not trying to, don't fucking come at me with that shit.
No, go ahead. I know black folks do something that piss you off.
No,
speak
no,
on it.
Okay, I'll say it right
movie
now.
Movie theaters? What is it?
No. No. If I was to walk in, if I was to say, if there was a group of, if there was a, right now, all right, tonight, if, no, I'm not even going to. Don't you fucking bring this shit up. If there's a group of black dudes and I say, oh man, you people are funny. And I mean you people in the fucking room, I'm going to get, what the fuck you mean you people? What's that supposed to mean?
This is how come you're on the other side of the room.
Even though it wasn't meant that way. I mean, I don't know.
But for real talk though, man, I got a neighbor dog. Motherfucker walking this Rottweiler with shorts on. Shorts.
White people.
Are they cutoffs?
Get y'all.
Yeah, they was raggedy looking like jagged, like they was some homemade shits.
Get y'all northern asses back in the motherfucking house. Put on some pants, some snow pants. I know all white people got snow pants. Put them motherfuckers on, tight or not. I don't care. Put on some socks too.
No, but yo, but they be immune
yo,
to
real
it.
Real talk.
No, but you see the cats at the Green Bay Packer game?
Snow pants.
With Packers written across their chests in 10 degree weather.
White people. White people, I'll never steer you wrong. Just do what you got to do. Just be late to the fucking sporting event. Go back inside. Get your coat. Get a scarf, motherfucker. I know y'all got scarves.
That's why black folks. That's why we be late, man.
Cause we bundle.
Y'all heard about how black folks always be late to something? That's why. Cause we prepare. We be. You know what I'm saying? We. Hats, coats, mittens.
I'm trying. I wish I could defend.
Come on, man.
I wish I could defend my people.
There's no defending
them. There isn't. It's the truth. So what? We can withstand the cold better, man. What are you going to say?
I can't argue that. You know what I'm saying? Shit. You win.
But I will be the first I will be
round of applause for J-Mac, bro. You win that one. I was speechless.
Hey, you guys want to go skiing or snowboarding or some shit? Want to go snowboarding?
J-Mac, go. Leave your sandals at home.
Oh, man.
You fucking babushka.
No, I do.
Oh, shit. We having too much fucking fun, man. Too much drink.
No, no
too
doubt.
Too much fucking
no
time on our damn hands, man.
How long have we been running?
Fuck.
Wow, hour.
Yep. Fight night. Just about. Yeah, it's fight night, man. I'm about to go watch Miguel Cotto
put it
down.
No doubt.
Yep. And then, what's my man? Alan Green is fighting Miranda. I'm going to go with Miranda on that one, man. I think he's going to knock Green fucking senseless. Yeah. So we about to get up there and find out in a minute.
I'm going against him just because I like to watch him.
You know I always be that underdog, baby. Always.
No doubt.
See, any last words, cousin?
Which cousin?
Both y'all. You were confused. We're like, we're not related.
My last word is white people, don't be mad, Afro.
No.
What do you got to say about the
That's my last word, man.
What's up, man?
All right, man, nothing. Let's go. Let's get the fuck out.
All right, baby.
All right, y'all.
Episode 42, man. This is Major signing off.
J-Mac, man.
We'll be back J-Mac at
hoodhype.com. Major at hoodhype.com.
Baby.
313-406-7577. I got last word. I'm going to win. Motherfucker, get your hand out the sliders.
You never win, bro. One time.